podcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab at our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning and welcome to our worship service today. Glad you're with us today. Do we need to include you in our prayers, Arlene? Yeah. Oh boy. All right. Okay. All right. Well, glad you're here. So, all right. Couple of announcements. Concordia University, Wisconsin Symphonic Wind Ensemble is going to be performing this evening at St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Eau Claire, and that's at 7 p.m. Apparently, this is their premier wind ensemble, so you're invited to attend that. And Transfiguration Day today, we are ending our season of Epiphany. We'll be entering into Lent. This Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. And so you're invited to come at 5:30 for a meal prior to the service at 6:30. And this will be the last of our Alleluias for a while. So I hope you can join us Wednesday. More announcements in the bulletin, but let me let you know what the hymns are, especially for those listening on the radio. We'll be following Divine Service Setting 4, which begins on page 203. Our opening hymn is 414, "'Tis Good, Lord, to Be Here." The hymn of the day is 413, "A Wondrous Type, O Vision Fair." During distribution, we'll sing 621, "Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence." Then 395, "O Morning Star, How Fair and Bright." 537, "Beautiful Savior." Our closing hymn is 416, "Swiftly Past the Clouds of Glory." So let's begin with our opening hymn. Number 414. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We sing together the introit printed on your yellow insert.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, in the glorious transfiguration of your beloved Son, you confirmed the mysteries of the faith by the testimony of Moses and Elijah. In the voice that came from the bright cloud, you wonderfully foreshadowed our adoption by grace. Mercifully, make us co-heirs with the King of his glory and bring us to the fullness of our inheritance in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the transfiguration of our Lord is from Deuteronomy chapter 34. Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land, Gilead as far as Dan, all Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the Negeb, and the plain, that is the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees as far as Zoar. And the Lord said to him, this is the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to your offspring. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor. But no one knows the place of his burial to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was undimmed and his vigor unabated. And the people of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. Then the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him. So the people of Israel obeyed him and did as the Lord had commanded Moses. And there was not has not arisen a prophet since in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. None like him, for all the signs and the wonders that the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to all his land, and for all the mighty power and all the great deeds of terror that Moses did in the sight of all Israel. This is the word of the Lord. We sing together the gradual on the yellow insert. The epistle is from Hebrews chapter 3. Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in all God's house. For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, as much more glory as the builder of a house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant to testify to the things that were spoken to be spoken later. But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son, and we are his house, if indeed we hold fast our confession and are boasting in our hope. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 9th chapter. Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. As he was saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him." And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated. Together we sing the hymn of the day.
Oh,
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Now about 8 days after these sayings, he took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. Luke wants us to connect this transfiguration event experience to the sayings of 8 days prior. So we back up in the text a little bit to hear these sayings. Jesus had just asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered, "The Christ of God." And Jesus strictly charged and commanded them to tell this to no one, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised." And he said to all, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and the holy angels." And now it's about 8 days later, and Peter, James, and John get a glimpse of his glory. It continues in the text, and as Jesus was praying, the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white. They are seeing the glory of Christ, the glory of God. This is the man Jesus, whom they know. And his divine glory is there in the presence of Peter and James and John. They are to be witnessing this. Their confession is true that he is the Christ of God. And Jesus is also the Son of Man. And as he was saying 8 days before, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed. And on the third day be raised. And this is the heavenly topic of discussion. It says, "And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which was about to he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem." Well, Moses, through whom God gave his law, along with Elijah, the bold prophet, whom God carried away in the fiery chariot, they're talking with Christ about his departure, which he was about to accomplish in Jerusalem. They're talking about what Moses and Elijah and all the prophets had spoken of, had looked forward to, that Jesus would be departing by way of death on the altar of the cross as the sacrificial Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. This is the event, the big event. Now, the word that Luke uses for departure is actually the word Exodus. Again, Luke's intentional. He wants to bring to mind the great redemption event of the Old Testament, the Exodus, where God brought his people out of slavery in Egypt. And so he's pointing also forward that Exodus event 1,500 years earlier was pointing forward to what's about to happen in Christ, this perfect and complete salvation through Jesus. Back to our text. Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with them. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it's good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. This transfiguration was confusing for Peter as it is for us. We wonder what's going on and why. It's a wonderful event, and Peter wants it to continue. He wants it to be like this forever. But it's only a glimpse of what's coming. after Jesus accomplished what he came to do. As Jesus had said, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And these are the sayings Peter was to listen to. This has to happen. And we also have a hard time when we're told the promises of the glory to come. Why do we have to wait? Why can't we enter now? Why do we have to endure the struggles of this life? Why do we have to suffer hardship? The Lord reveals to us this is the order of his kingdom. Suffering comes before glory. Back to the text. As he was saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them. They were afraid as he entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him." And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen. They're in the presence of God. They are rightly afraid. In the cloud, it was in the cloud that the angel of the Lord had led the people through the wilderness and showed God's presence in the tabernacle and in the temple. And now it's the voice of the cloud that echoed the words that were spoken at Jesus' baptism. That Jesus and only Jesus is the Son of God. He's the one chosen to fulfill the law and the prophets. He's the suffering servant who is going to the cross for us. He's the one who's been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, as Hebrews tells us. He's the one Moses spoke of. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen. God led his people through the Red Sea to escape slavery in Egypt. And he drowned Pharaoh and his army. And God resided with his people in the tabernacle as they endured the wilderness before entering into the promised land. He spoke to them through his prophet Moses. And the Lord sanctified them by his presence with them in the tabernacle where they regularly gathered for their worship. God leads his people today through baptism, through the waters of baptism to escape slavery to sin. He drowns our sinful flesh, and that sinful flesh still pursues us to enslave us again to sin. Now, Jesus had just said, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. That's what we do. To follow Jesus, denying ourselves, to drown that old sinful nature. God had led his people to the promised land by a pillar of cloud, and he resided them and sanctified them with his presence, appearing as a cloud in the tabernacle. God leads his people to the eternal promised land by Jesus today. He leads us. He leads us by his word. He sanctifies us by his presence in his divine service. God had given his people water by a rock to sustain them as they wandered in the wilderness on their way to the promised land. That rock was Christ. And God gives us the word of Christ to sustain us as we wander through the wilderness of life in this world through his word. And it's through his word that he pours his Holy Spirit into us, cleansing us, strengthening us to continue in his strength. The way of Christ is the way of the cross that leads to glory. And there are many voices that are competing for us to listen to. Voices from the TV or voices from a streaming service. Voices from podcasts, voices from people in our lives, our own inner voices. It's not easy to listen to Christ with all this competition, all this chatter. So we have to tune out these other voices. We have to listen to Christ. And we listen to him when he speaks to us in Scripture. So we tune out these voices and we spend time in his word. We listen to him as he speaks to us through other people, through Christians, Christian family and friends. We listen to Jesus here in the divine service. We listen as he says, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. That's a different voice than we hear from the world or ourself. And since we're no longer living for ourselves, we listen as he says, well, love your neighbor as yourself. We listen as he says, upon this, your confession, I forgive you all your sins. We listen as he says, take, eat, this is my body given for you. We get a glimpse of the glory that awaits us when we gather around the altar. It's in the presence of Christ, even with Moses and Elijah and Peter and James and John and all the saints who've gone before us, who've died believing and confessing that Jesus is the Christ of God, the one who has delivered them from sin and death into that eternal promised land. Until we enter into that eternal glory, we carry the cross that our Lord has placed upon us for the sake of those around us, those who are wandering through this world with us. And we share Christ's suffering now that his glory may be revealed in us. We tell other people about Jesus. We speak his words to them, the Christ of God, that they too may listen to him, that they too may join us in following him to the glory awaits. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That our Lord, who has gathered us to pray, would hear our petitions and open our eyes to see the redemption he has accomplished for us. Let us pray to the Lord. For faith in God's promises, that the Lord, whom we worship in this house, would bring us at last to his heavenly home. Let us pray to the Lord. For teachers of righteousness in our generation, that the God who appointed Moses would bring up new Joshuas to guide us in the days to come. Let us pray to the Lord. For Christ's bride, the Christian church, that she may have unity of doctrine and piety, and for this holy house, that those who enter here may do so in faith, reverence, and the fear of God. Let us pray to the Lord. For our country, the president and those in public office, for this parish and city, for the faithful, for favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for all honorable vocations, businesses, and industries, let us pray to the Lord. For the troubled, the sick, and the dying, especially Shirley, Fred, Anita, Dan, Joanne, Lois, Louis, Mary, Harold, Richard, Marlis, Tim, Rick, Greg, Missy, Lacey, Marlene, Kathy, Doris, Mark, Diane, Kara, Leah, Erno, Jeff, Ethel, and Cookie, that by the prayers of Christ himself they would be brought through their trials. Let us pray to the Lord. For ears that hearken to the Lord's voice and his word, for holy lips to receive Christ's blessed sacrament in repentance and faith, for the holy awe at God's glory in the means of grace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember on this day the glorious manifestation of your Son's divinity on the Mount of Transfiguration. Teach us to listen to Jesus and ever fix our eyes on him and his innocent suffering and death for our forgiveness. By your grace and mercy, Strengthen us to remain faithful in all circumstances of trial, temptation, and persecution. Preserve us to the end, that we may die a blessed death, believing in your beloved Son, with whom you are well pleased, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Receive the blessing of our Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You may be seated as the offering is gathered. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who at his transfiguration revealed his glory to his disciples, that they might be strengthened to proclaim his cross and resurrection, and with all the faithful look forward to the glory of life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given us your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. As the glory of your presence once filled your ancient temple, so in the incarnation of your Son, Jesus Christ, you manifested the fullness of your glory in human flesh. We give you thanks that in his most holy supper, you revealed your glory to us. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, so that we may one day behold your glory face to face. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Just how